Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. And I sure would like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. I appreciate those of you that are listening by way of WSOF and WAJJ Christian Radio. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord, His blessings upon us, and the privilege to be able to make another broadcast. Preach again on prayer. That's what we've been dealing with the last few weeks. And we'll be dealing with this again the next several days. Preaching on prayer. Hope you'll stay tuned and enjoy it with us. Hope you're getting some instruction and some encouragement in this thing of prayer. My, when we look at the world around us, we know we need to pray more than we ever have. Amen. No doubt in my mind, need to pray more than we ever have. Well, tonight is prayer meeting time, by the way. Hope you'll come out and visit with us here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. If you don't have a place that you normally go and a place that you're supposed to be, we'd love to have you here. 7 o'clock tonight, very easily located right off of the Penny Rile Parkway, or I-69 as it's now called, exit number 116. We're about a quarter of a mile off of the exit. You'll find us, we're on the left-hand side of the road. Depending on which way you're coming, of course, if you're coming north on the interstate, then you'd exit to the right, then you'd turn to the right, you'll find us about a quarter of a mile on the left. That's 1415 Island Ford Road. That 116 exit happens to be the Island Ford Road. Also, if you're coming south, then, of course, you'd exit to the right, turn to the left, and you'd find us out here on the left, about a quarter of a mile, here at 1415 Island Ford Road. We'd love to have you come and be with us in our regular prayer meeting services tonight. What we call regular prayer meeting consists of taking special time for prayer request, having a special time around the altar in prayer, also having some good congregational singing, and then maybe a special or two, and then preaching from the Word of God, and hope that you'll make that a part. If you can, be a part of that with us. We'd love to have you with us here. And if you have a place you're supposed to be, I trust and pray you'll be there, backing up your preacher, backing up your church, and doing the work of God there in your place. Amen. And let me mention some things about prayer requests. Do pray for Brother and Sister Hall. They're out traveling, and I want to pray for them, that God would be with them, keep them safe as they're going out west, visiting some grandchildren and seeing some great-grandchildren. Amen. And so pray for them. They'll have good health and good travel and safety, and that the Lord would just bless and be with them. And then also Brother Hall's brother. He's got a brother that's been sick and in the hospital, Ernie. We want to pray for him. I've not heard an update on him in a few days, but let's remember him in prayer. Also, Brother George Woodard, right here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. Brother Woodard's been sick now for a while, was in the hospital just a couple of weeks ago, and now is back in the hospital again. And we went by and saw him last night. He is, or has been, in the ICU there with, they thought maybe, first off thought it was a pneumonia, and now they're concluding that they're not ruling out pneumonia entirely, but last I heard they're thinking more of a poison in his blood, a blood virus that he possibly picked up in the hospital when he was there a couple of weeks ago. And so some kind of a staph there infection. So remember Brother Woodard in prayer, that the Lord would just bless and help him to heal. He's hoping that today get moved out into a regular room, and then hopefully maybe tomorrow or the next day even be released from the hospital. But keep him in your prayers. He's got a number of health issues, and we want to remember those. Also pray for Brother Gene Mathias. Had the throat problems and still recovering, had surgery and all that, but recovering from that. Pray that God would touch, bless, and help him. And then, of course, their ladies' meeting coming up next month. He called and talked to me about that last week, or this past Sunday. And so we want to remember that and pray for them and their ladies' meeting. Also pray for Brother Kevin Franklin out there in Kansas, Great Bend, Kansas. He pastors there, the First Bible Baptist Church in Great Bend, and want to keep him in our prayers as he's battling the kidney cancer, and pray that God would touch him and meet that need there. Also, I said kidney, bladder cancer, but he's having the kidney problems and all that goes with that. And so keep him in your prayers, if you will, as well. Also, we've got our upcoming meeting 2 weeks from today. Be starting up missions conference right here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. Brother Stinnett Ballou, Lord willing, be with us on Wednesday through Sunday. That's the 24th through the 28th. And a number of preachers. I just got off the phone with one from Missouri that's planning on coming and being with us in that time. Earlier today, we had a call from another preacher in Mississippi going to come up and be with us. And we're looking forward to that. And we've got a number of missionaries, most missionaries that we've had in a long time. And so some of them we already support, some that are looking for support. And so we're going to have them here, and hopefully God would bless and use that. I was saying yesterday, you know, people coming in from Tennessee, North Carolina, Georgia, Kentucky, of course, Mississippi, and Missouri. And I failed to mention, we've got a missionary coming up from Mexico, praise God. Brother Troy White will be with us, and what a blessing that'll be. So we got missionaries coming in from all over. And like, if you pray, matter of fact, one missionary that's going to be with us is going to Hungary, and he's already been there and is in for a time, and he's going to be with us. So from the nation of Hungary, we got them coming from all over. And so hope that you'll be looking forward to that, praying with us about that, that God would bless that meeting. We're trying to make preparations to get things ready for that, so it's much on our mind right now. So pray that God would bless and help in those needs. Then I have some unspoken requests the Lord knows about. Some situations and issues we need to pray about, and I'd like for you to help us remember these in prayer, if you will. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you again for the privilege to pray. Lord, we so often minimize or fail to recognize the great power and privilege that we have in prayer. Father, I pray, help us that we might ascertain the worth of it, that we might recognize the need of it, and that we might even grasp and use that great privilege in a way that would bring you glory and honor. Father, our world's in a mess. We see so many homes falling apart. We see so many lives wrecked and ruined by sin, by selfish desires and sinful activities. We see people making decisions that are so against and so opposite of the way they've been taught and trained. And Lord, we know that we're living in days of apostasy. Then we look around our nation, we see our leadership in such turmoil, so many lies, so much sin, so much love of money, covetousness and lust. Oh Lord, we know we need to pray like we've never prayed before. I want to pray, dear God, for revival. I do believe that you're able. I do believe you're willing to change our nation. I believe you're willing to change families and churches and communities and nations. Father, I pray that you would. I ask you, dear Father, that you might help us, that we might get the burden to pray. And then, Lord, that we might operate on that burden. And Lord, that we might find a place and different times to call upon thee. Thank you for the privilege. Thank you for the privilege to pray over the radio mic. Lord, I want to thank you for those that are listening. I pray, your God, you touch those special needs we mentioned. Brother Hall and Mrs. Hall, as they travel and visit, keep them safe, Lord, and healthy. I pray for Brother Gene, you touch his throat, Lord. I pray, Lord, for Brother Franklin, that you touch him with the cancer there. Lord, I pray that you'd continue to help Brother Bob Gish and his back as he recovers from that fall and the surgery. Father, I pray that you'd help us in our upcoming meeting tonight and then our upcoming meeting in 2 weeks. Lord, would you bless in that? Help Mrs. Ballou. She has surgery on the 15th. Would you intervene and help there? Lord, would you bless the camp meeting down at Faith Baptist Camp this week? Father, I pray you'd bless the camp meeting at the old Kentucky camp meeting coming up that week of our meeting. Lord, would you bless that as well? Give people safety as they travel in. Bless in these meetings and get the glory. Lord, I pray for these special unspoken requests. You know all about them. And I pray you'd meet those needs according to thy perfect will, that you'd get the glory and the honor. Again, Lord, I pray meet with us tonight. Help us, Lord, that it not just be meeting in vain just to hear and see one another, but that we might hear from heaven, that we might feel the presence of God, that we might be changed and moved and helped. Lord, that we might be touched by the Spirit of God. Lord, I pray you'd do that even over the broadcast today. Have your way. We ask it in Jesus' lovely and precious name. Amen and amen. Well, I appreciate you praying with us. If you'd like to be turning in the Scripture, we're going to be reading, first of all, Luke chapter number 11, as we've been doing for some time. Luke chapter number 11 and verse number 1 is where we're going to take our text from originally. And then also Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 6. So we'll be right back with the reading of the Word of God right after this good song. Luke chapter number 11, verse number 1. The Bible says, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. We're dealing with what I'm calling prayer secrets, the fact that Christ is teaching us to pray. And he's teaching us through the Word of God, different verses of Scripture we're using, different texts that I believe hold nuggets or secrets to help in our prayer life. And we're looking at Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 6. This is the 10th prayer secret that we're dealing with today. We're calling it the scope of prayer. We've been looking at that so far this week, already on Monday and then on Tuesday and then today's broadcast as well. We'll finish it up. The scope of prayer. Philippians 4:6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Now, I started out by saying that verse talks about being careful for nothing. It doesn't mean that you're not careful, but it means you're not full of care. Isn't you're not worried. You're not allowing worry to take over your life and cause you to have problems because you're so full of care. No, he's saying we can pray. We don't have to worry. We can pray. And we ought to pray about everything. Amen. And so I talked about the compass of our prayer, the things that it encompasses, the scope, the realm, the sphere of our prayer should be that it embraces every aspect of our life, that it embraces every activity of our life as well. Whether it's big things or little things, we ought to take it all to God. No less these little things than the big things. We ought to carry it all to our Lord. And matter of fact, he said everything. Amen. Now, I pointed out three particular words that we want to look at. The word prayer, the word supplication, and the word request. And prayer, I believe, deals with prayer in general. I'm just going to run over that real quickly, and we'll get to our final point. Prayer in general. We're speaking, usually when we talk about prayer, we're speaking in general terms that include every aspect of prayer. But there are different parts and different pursuits of prayer we'll talk about later. But first of all, prayer ought to just be a habit. It ought to be a thing that we just do. Mornings and evenings. Amen. We ought to get up praying. We ought to go to bed praying. First thing we do in the morning. Last thing we do at night. It ought to be our custom to pray and call on the Lord. That would encompass everything. But not only should prayer be a habit, prayer should be a rule or a law in our life. Should be the rule of our life. We ought to be seeking God's help in everything, whether it's spiritual or material, whether it's sacred or secular. Amen. We ought to ask God's guidance and opinion in everything that we do in life. I said over and again, I said again, that if you can't pray about something, you don't need to be involved in that activity. If it's an activity that you can't pray about, You ought to avoid such activities. Amen. So we talked about prayer in general under the word prayer. And then prayer in particular under the word supplications. Now, that word there is talking about a particular, specific matter in which you're praying for. Amen. I believe it talks about our prayer being more focused. And we talked about praying in a universal realm. We got on this yesterday, how wide the scope of our prayer can be. I'm glad it can encompass the whole world. We can pray on a national sphere. And I talked about that yesterday in detail because we need prayer for our nation like never in our history. Amen. We certainly do. We certainly do. Well, and then we talked about prayer in a personal sphere. In the fact that our prayer, we ought to pray for our children, we ought to pray for our grandchildren, we ought to pray for our family members, we ought to pray about ourselves, we ought to pray about our spouse, we ought to pray about our friends, we ought to pray about our job, we ought to pray about our church, we ought to pray about our personal needs. Now let me go to the last one and deal with this, if I can, on the broadcast today. I want to talk about prayer in detail. You see, we looked at the word prayer as general. We looked at the word supplication as a little bit more particular in its scope. Now the last word, the word requests, and I believe that entails special points of detail, special points of interest concerning the subject of our prayer. First of all, I want to say this. We are encouraged to break up our prayer into these details. In our original text, Luke chapter number 9, Luke chapter 11 and verse number 9, and read down through verse number 12, the Bible says, "And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? You see, the first, I believe, is general prayer. Ask, verse 9. That's generally, just ask. Then more particular, he says ask bread in verse number 11. Amen. That's our necessary food. Give us this day our daily bread. But he talked about a son asking his father for bread. And then I see it broken on down even in more detailed prayer when he said you're not only asking for bread, that's food in general, but bread, fish, and eggs. Now he's dealing with specific things there now. Thank God we can break our prayer down into details. Amen. We can pray for specific things, and I believe we ought to. Sometimes we're too general in our prayer, and we ought to pray in specific matter. Now listen, especially in secret prayer. Sometimes in public prayer, we don't want to get too specific. I recognize that. Because we're not wanting, it's not for every ear to hear. We're wanting our Father to hear. But in a secret time of prayer, oh my, you can lay out detailed, I mean very detailed matter in which you're going to pray. And I think that is right. I think that is good that when we pray, call them by their name. Those people you're praying for, those needs you're praying about, call it by its name. Lay it out there like it is. Amen. I'm reminded of the case when the woman came and touched our Lord, came from behind. You remember the story? It's recorded in Mark chapter number 4, I believe it is, or 5. And I believe it's 5. And it's recorded in some of the other Gospels as well. But she came up from behind our Lord and touched the hem of His garment. And our Lord said, "Who touched me?" And, of course, some of them mocked and said, "Lord, you see all this throng in you, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And the Bible says the woman confessed. And here's what the Bible said. The Bible said when the woman told him all the truth. I remember hearing Brother Albert Hardin say this years ago, preached it right here at Island Ford Baptist Church. And he said, when you pray, you need to tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. But he said, don't just tell it partly. Tell it all. Amen. Tell it all. And he said, don't just tell it all and don't just tell it, but he said, tell it all truthfully. Just tell him the truth. Amen. So we can break it down into details. Matter of fact, in Matthew chapter number 10, verse 29 through 30, our Lord said this, "Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall to the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are numbered." He said, God knows the details. He's interested in the details. Thank God for prayer.